Good morning. This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Wednesday, March 7th, 2018, and the time is 8:01 a.m. Members of House Education present are Representative Jennifer Johnston, Representative Chuck Kopp, Representative Dave Talarico, and myself, Harriet Drummond. Representative Sponholz is excused, and I believe Representative Parrish will be joining us shortly. We have a quorum to conduct business, and before we begin, I'd like everyone to turn off their cell phones. Today, our recording secretary is Sandy Edwardson, and Madison Truitt is our LIO moderator, assisting with tech and teleconferencing support. Thank you both. Today on the agenda, we have House Bill 339, Increase the Base Student Allocation, and under bills previously heard, we have House Bill 221, Workforce and Education-Related Statistics Program. At this time, I'm going to hold House Bill 339, which takes us to House Bill 221. I would now like to open public testimony on House Bill 221. And I have Carrie Ann Carty available on the phone from Anchorage. Carrie Ann, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Carty. If you could please put your name and affiliation on the record and proceed with your testimony.
Certainly. Good morning. My name is Carrie Ann Carty. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Process Industry Careers Consortium, which is based in Anchorage. We go by APIC, A-P-I-C-C. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to House Bill 221. I've read through the details of the bill and the support letters that are provided online. I also serve as the vice president of the Alaska Post-Secondary Access and Completion Network. I feel that the outcomes that are being looked at through this legislation would be in line with the goals and mission of both the network and APIC. By providing a more comprehensive picture of the workforce outcomes of our public education system. I have been a big supporter of education in Alaska. Our organization, APIC, is industry-driven. When I am having discussions with our larger employers and operators here in Alaska, one of the things that they tend to ask me is how can they be of assistance to our organization as we strive to develop a qualified and ready Alaska workforce, a career-ready workforce. And one of the issues that is of greatest need for us, even more so than financial backing, is information. Information guides what we do, being able to have access to what the needs are of employers, where we are as a state in training for those needs. It's critical to our mission, and this legislation seems to be a good piece that will help us have better data on which to make our decisions and to figure out where we can assist in building workforce development in our state. And that is all I have.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions of the testifier? Ms. Carty, I have a question for you. I understand you're the executive director of the Alaska Process Industry Careers Consortium, but I didn't catch the second. You're the vice president of the Alaska
Post-Secondary Access and Completion Network, which is also known as 65 by 2025, the goal of which that organization is to raise our statistics in Alaska to see that 65% of our workforce has some type of post-secondary certificate, degree, credential that leads to work and thereby increases the stability of our economy. So the goal is 65% by 2025.
Okay, great. And you think that the this statistics program would help you understand whether you're achieving those goals?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Seeing no further questions for the speaker, thank you very much, Ms. Carty, for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. Is there anyone else online who wishes to testify? on House Bill 221? Seeing no one, is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? I don't see anybody, so I will close public testimony. And I have Ms. Stephanie Butler of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education on the phone in case there are any questions. Is there any further discussion on House Bill 221?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Kopp,
question I have, and Madam Chair, you might be able to answer this. It looks like this is going to allow labor to jointly produce information with DEED to track the value of how education plays out down the road. Can you?
That's my understanding, Representative Kopp. The purpose of this bill is to allow the Department of Labor to provide work and unemployment, wage and unemployment information that will help help us understand how earnings are going,
okay,
and who is unemployed, and maybe not why, because we're not looking at individual records. That's the key to this, is that this is these statistics are non-identifiable as to the source, but in general we'll know how people are doing. And also Carrie Thomas of the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education is in the room if I have trouble with the questions, which I might.
Right. So maybe they could come up.
Okay.
Great.
And I'd like to note that Representative Parrish has joined us at 8:08 a.m. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Thomas, if you could put your name and affiliation on the record.
Hi, I'm Carrie Thomas, Director of Operations at the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, for the record.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hi, Ms. Thomas. Thank you for being here today. So question I have is, how do you envision the information sharing from Department of Labor and Workforce Development with DEED? How do you see that process going forward as a result of this legislation? What new things will you be able to do, and how will that benefit our knowledge of how education is playing out into the ability of a worker to earn a living?
Through the chair, the four partner agencies, the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, DEED, Labor, and the University of Alaska, jointly developed a statewide longitudinal data system under a federal grant a few years ago. So the infrastructure's in place to load data to look at education from K-12 into post-secondary and into the workforce. But Alaska statutes currently prohibit the Department of Labor to share the wage and unemployment information. So by allowing labor to share this information in the longitudinal data system, we can connect K-12 through the university into the workforce outcomes and look at a number of different outcomes, whether certain intervention programs produce the intended results in the long term in terms of earning wages, or looking at students who didn't receive those interventions and how they fare compared to those that did. Also looking at different programs, just any program where the data is available in the system, and the students that participated in that program, how they do in the workforce compared to others.
Okay, so one more follow-up, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
It sounds like that this just structurally puts into statute what you need to do that.
Through the chair, that's correct.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative Kopp. I see that Superintendent Mike Hanley has joined us for testimony a couple of minutes late, so I'm going to reopen public testimony and allow him to testify. Mr. Hanley, are you with us on the phone?
Hi, thank you, Chair Drummond. This is Mike Hanley. For the record, I'm the superintendent of the Chugach School District and the former commissioner of education. I appreciate the opportunity to testify on HB 221.
Thank you. Go ahead.
As the previous speaker mentioned, the longitudinal data system was actually put in place previously with federal money while I was in Juneau, with the intent of doing exactly what this bill is proposing, to be able to break down some of the silos that we have in our information systems in the state, to allow us to make better data-informed decisions. I think it's critical to note that, especially in Alaska, and especially that when trying economic times bring to light the need for raising our own, for ensuring that Alaskan graduates, that we're preparing Alaskan graduates for Alaskan jobs, becomes even more crucial. A data-informed decision is really important in that respect. It's important from a school district's perspective to be able to steer our kids towards training programs and job opportunities when they leave with high employability options. That's critical from my perspective now, but even from the state's perspective, it's really important that we are filling those jobs in ways that most benefit our state. It gives us the information to combine these resources. I know Commissioner Johnson and I know Commissioner Dragas already work really well together. This just allows that to be even more effective. So I apologize for not calling in sooner, but I do appreciate this bill, and I am calling in support of HB 221. Thank you.
That's quite all right, Mr. Hanley. I'm glad you were able to join us. Any questions for Mr. Hanley? Mike, I have a question for you. I heard you say this would help us break down the silos. And even though you also said that the commissioners of education and labor are already working well together, how do you see this assisting work across the boundaries, I guess, of the departments?
Thank you, Chair Drummond. My personal experience is that it relies on the wherewithal and the efforts of the commissioners to really move forward and identify data and work hard to share that data. And sometimes it's actually prohibited. There are no avenues to adequately share data in a way that can be utilized. This bill clarifies the authority that ACPE would have to utilize, to gather and to receive and utilize that data without the ongoing efforts of the commissioners trying to really push through it and make this happen. So I think what it does is it makes it puts in place an efficiency for the Commission on Post-Secondary Education that allows it to work seamlessly with the Department of Labor in utilizing this data without ongoing and increasing efforts from others to make it happen.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your testimony this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Okay. That I see no further folks online to testify. I will again close public testimony. All right. Any further questions from the committee? I'm going to take a brief at ease. Mr. Parrish, if there's no further discussion on House Bill 221, I would like to move this bill today. Can I get a of course. Representative Tallarico,
go ahead.
Thank you,
Madam Chair. I just think it's important for us to put on record again that as this information transfers, that all personal information will be removed, mm-hmm. and that's not publicly available. So at names, any identifying numbers, it could be a student identification number or a social security number or an address, all of that will be removed. So that I know people have a concern about that getting out there. So this is really to compile statistics, and it certainly won't have personal information attached to any particular report that's a database or anything.
That's
critical, I think. Thank you, Madam.
I think that's a great thing to make sure to have on the record, Representative Talrico. It's my understanding that all personally identifiable information will be removed. There will be the ability to look at regional statistics so that we know our state is so large that it doesn't make sense to lump us all into a single. There's no one size fits all. So in terms of regionally, but when we're talking about school districts with small numbers of students in a particular cohort, that data is Ms. Thomas, if you'd help me out on this, there's a technical phrase that you use for de-identifying the data at very small numbers.
Chair Drummond, that's the data would be suppressed or redacted, either term.
So if there's some small number of individuals in a group, what is that total number or maximum number allowed to be suppressed?
Madam Chair, it's typically five. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Talrico. Any further discussion? All right. May I have a motion?
I move version 30-LS0791/A of HB 221 from the Education Committee with attached to zero fiscal notes.
Seeing no objection, the bill passes. We will take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. Thank you. The next House Education Committee meeting will be Friday, March 9th at 8 a.m., when we will be hearing from the governor's appointees to the Alaska Board of Education and Early Development and to the Alaska Professional Teaching Practices Commission. With that, we are adjourned at 8:19 a.m. Thank you.